And the thing of it is that you can't retire. And this is...
we don't want to.
And we don't really want to. But there's certain reasons you have to after a while here. And so, anyway, it's one of those things where if we don't have somebody with a lot of foresight and a lot of money to keep these buildings up and put them back in shape and then make all the sports equipment usable, the tennis courts were the best out there. We finally got them patched up just today. He was working on the last line on the tennis court. It's been full of cracks and things. Here we are ready to close, and we finally got the tennis courts. It's a big achievement. The building across the road, we haven't even told the real estate people about that. But if you walk in that thing, it's a nightmare. Right through the wall on the back side there. And we're just over there trying to figure out what the heck to do with it, you know. And tear it down is really the answer. And then, of course, we've been negotiating with somebody else, auctioneer, to come here, not for the building, but for all of this junk around here and all of this stuff. Not antique stuff, really, but just that barn, the white barn over there. You ought to see the inside of that thing. It is full of all kinds of stuff.
Well, we have the auction. Come on over. You might be able to buy back something that you gave to us.
Yeah. Well, a lot of that stuff is from some of you people who, Gary goes over, I don't know where he accumulates all this stuff, but there's piles of it over there, and now we don't know what to do with it. I just had one dumpster taken away yesterday, or today, this morning, a dumpster full, and it'll probably take 50 dumpsters to get that stuff out of there.
Doris greatly appreciated all of that position.
So, well, these are our thoughts.
We appreciate that very much.
Well, we just want you to know that we would love to be here till we die. And we both work day and night, so we know.
Thank you. Well, one of the things that I was going to say one more is that if you people who cover a lot of ground know somebody that would make good neighbors for you, that is in a position with money and foresight and ambition to be interested in something like this, why, you might as well pick out somebody you'd like to live next to and somebody you think you could put up with.
Does anybody from Binghamton know any of the Stacks, S-T-A-C-K? Ed Stack is the CEO of Dick's Sporting Goods. I've been sending him emails, writing his letters, trying to call him, and he's very hard to get to.
Thank you.
So you never can tell.
Thanks. Dave, does that address your concern? We're continuing to, you know, engage with the Scots, and we'll pay attention to what's going on. And as Ray and Doris have mentioned, they would like the purchaser to continue something similar to what's been here for decades. But you know, it's an uncertain time, and the best the board can do is stay engaged.